Track 15, Walk This Way. Walking is sadly underrated as a cheap and easy way to boost our health, and the Ramblers is on a mission to get more of us on the move.
During lockdown, walking became one of our few pleasures, and it led to many more of us discovering the enjoyment and benefits to be had from this gentle exercise. According to research by the Ramblers, walking in the countryside is on trend, with 92% of people in the UK participating during the last 2 years. 3/4 of people polled said their mental health would have suffered if it hadn't been for the ability to get in the open and walk over the pandemic. And the good news is that you don't need any special equipment or kit to get started. The Ramblers began organising wellbeing walks in 2012. There are now 1,500 walks organised each week around England, with around 65,000 people participating. The walks range from 30 to 90 minutes over easy terrain, so they make it easier to start walking and stay active. They're a great way to meet new people and to give your health and well-being a boost, said Ed Nichols from the Ramblers Wellbeing Team. They are ideal if you've never walked before. Group sizes vary, but all walks are led by trained volunteer walk leaders, and everyone is welcome to get involved. The good news is we don't need to walk far or fast to feel the effects on our health and well-being. It's almost impossible not to feel good when we're walking outdoors, said Ed. It's a natural mood booster. Simply getting out is a tonic for our minds and bodies, and it can be sociable too. Almost all of us can manage a stroll, and the well-being walks make it easier to start walking and stay active. And there's growing evidence that walking improves the way our bodies work. Keeping active can reduce the risk of heart attack, stroke, diabetes, and dementia, and increases energy. A good walk strengthens bones, reduces blood pressure, improves our thinking, and makes us feel better, said Ed. Exercise also lowers our stress levels and improves the quality of our sleep. More specifically, regular walking can help to treat the symptoms of anxiety and depression, in addition to preventing these problems starting in the first place. Joy Venter, aged 61, joined a walking group 2 years ago. It's so welcoming and everyone helps each other out, which is lovely to see. So even those who are a bit older or might find walking a bit tougher don't feel like they're holding anyone back and can still enjoy it. Everyone looks out for each other, and we always notice if someone doesn't turn up 1 week. For Joy, it's about connections, connection to nature and connections to people. That's grown more connections around my neighbourhood with people I've got to know during the walks. Getting out in the fresh air is wonderful, and with the walk leaders, we've discovered parts of the local area and amazing green spaces we've never seen before. Togetherness with other people and being out in open space is just a big breath of goodness. It's one of the best things I've done for a long time. It's just so beneficial for your whole body and mind. For details of local groups and walks, visit ramblers.org.uk.